Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Tula Road Rage. I just saw a graph above me said that if the Chiefs win, they will have a 55% chance to make the playoffs. I mean, that just shows you what kind of year this has been in the NFL, that can be the case because they've sort of sucked all year and they don't really belong in the playoffs. And I don't think they're going, but we'll see. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, buddy, how you doing?
Good, Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for letting me in, man. Hey, I've been trying to learn how to follow basketball in the college football offseason. I need another sport, Walt. It's just too long of a break, man. I'm dying. I'm in depression from the end of the national championship until September. You know,
it's hard to believe, but college football is close to over.
It's done. Yes, but I'll be calling in if you don't mind and asking you about some of the stuff, like you know, with the UConn women's team,
yeah.
And. About the Lady G's, of course. You know, I have to roll with my Gamecocks.
Yeah, look, obviously the South Carolina women are really good. Texas is really good. LSU has been scoring a ton of points. I mean, I think they're averaging over 100 points a game or something like that. And they've been prolific. All those teams, Michigan, I think Michigan is very good. I think as they've already proven, I mean, Michigan destroyed Hannah Hidalgo in Notre Dame a couple weeks ago by 40 points. So they're pretty good, and they gave UConn a tough game. UConn sort of fell asleep a little bit, and Michigan played well. I think it's going to be a really interesting season, certainly an interesting season in women's basketball. And again, Dawn is another great team, but I still don't think anyone's beating UConn. I think they're
right.
They're too good. And I think they're really starting to, there was this girl called Canones, and I thought she was a terrific talent, and she was injured to start the year, and this is her first time playing at UConn. She was playing overseas, and she's just another terrific player. She will absolutely be a future 1-2-3 pick in the WNBA draft. And then this Kellis Fisher girl is insanely talented, and I think Oriema is finally getting around to playing her. So when you have Sarah Strong already and AZ Fudd, who are Sarah Strong's the best player in the nation, and AZ Fudd is certainly among the top three or four, and then you get into all this other talent, I just don't see how anyone's beating them.
Right. And I heard today also that Izzo is still coaching.
Yeah.
I got a buddy that when he lived beside me was from East Lansing.
Yeah.
So that's how I know about Izzo. And I was following Michigan State basketball. And in that year, man, it came down between Michigan State and North Carolina.
Well, allegedly, Michigan State, Izzo lectures a little bit to other people, but it's interesting because allegedly his roster construction is a $22 million roster in basketball.
So. Do as I say, not as I do,
yeah,
Walt.
That's a lot of money. Yep, no question. Hey, Butch, good talking to you. Thank you as always.
Hey, you too.
Look at Arkansas. You know, I was talking to Kwok about Arkansas before because I think we were I forget which coach we were talking about the possibility of Arkansas. And I just think Arkansas is a bad job. I think it's a bad job. I think it's sort of a dead-end job. He was mentioning a coach. This was – we were reflecting back today on some coach that could have been a candidate at Arkansas. And I said I don't think it's a very good job. I think that Arkansas is like the bastard stepchild of the SEC. I don't think they've ever fully accepted Arkansas. And the reality is Arkansas should be a Big 12 team. They're an old Southwest Conference team. They've never been a good fit in the SEC. And I don't think the SEC even views them as really part of their league. I just think it's a tough place to win in football. And what's strange is Arkansas seems to pay a lot of money now for basketball with Calipari and a lot of money for that baseball program, but they don't seem to share that same enthusiasm for anteing up with the football program, which is a little odd to me, but nonetheless, it seems to be the case. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I am not in yet. I will be in, of course, on all of the conference championship games. I will probably make, who knows, 30 plays this weekend. I will have a lot of plays going on the conference championship games. I will be all over them, and you should be too. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Take advantage of that special. Plus, there are boosts and everything else. Get in on Underdog. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ UnderdogFantasy.com/web/explain. Get terms. _DFS_HTML for details. Concern with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. Back to the Clemson recruiting class. We have lots to go. We're going to get to all those games. The next guy on that list was Chancellor Barkley. Again, I'm just going through the top guys again. The guys I did first, for those who missed it originally, just the Cliff Notes version. Interior offensive lineman, played center as well, which is an interior offensive line position, of course. 6'4", 290, 300 pounds. He carries that weight really well. This guy has no baby fat. This guy is ready to play from day one. He will play from day one. He plays with great balance. He's an easy mover, strong punch and hands. I watched him in the one-on-ones in Miami. I thought he was really aggressive and good. He chops his feet. He gets to the second level. And again, I wrote twice, he carries that weight really well. So that's Chancellor Barkley. Very high on him. He will be a part of this offensive line next year. Connor Salmon, the 6'2", 195-pound wide receiver. Really good hands. They find lots of ways to give him the ball. They hand it to him. They give it to him on reverses. When he has the ball, he looks like a running back with the ball in his hands. When he's running routes, he eats up cushion, and then he can stack DBs. He has a personal best 10-4 400 meter time, 21.18 200 meter time. That's flying. Those are really good times. They're way better than any recent Clemson receiver. Now that 10.44 might have been wind aided. It looked to me like it was. But even if that's the case, he still has a bunch of 10.54s like that, and 21.18, and the 200 meter wasn't wind aided. He can fly. I mean, this dude runs away from people, like I said, much faster than any recent Clemson receiver, and in a big body as well. So there's a lot to like with him. Gordon Sellers, the other receiver, 6'2", 180. Ran a 10.93 and a 21.99. Again, those are good times. They're better than the recent receivers have run. He's a guy who, on the drive phase of his route, I think he's really good. I think he has some quickness in and out of breaks. So I like Gordon Sellers. I think he's another good addition. Grant Wise, I think he'll be starting next year. 6'3", 320 pounds, interior offensive line. The interior offensive line is about to get some big help in the persons of Chancellor Barkley and Grant Wise. This kid played right tackle as well. He's very aggressive, extremely powerful, champion wrestler, size ready. This is not a flabby 320-pound kid out of high school. No, this is a ready-to-compete-from-day-one dude with great leg drive. He runs his feet. He drives his feet. He's a pancake machine. He plays with good pad level. He's exceedingly nasty, which is what you want in an offensive lineman, and he hits and sticks. In other words, once he gets on you, he is going to run his feet, and with his power, he is going to drive you into oblivion. That's who and what he is. So this was a great pickup for Clemson, one of the star pickups of this class. The next guy on my list is Carter Scruggs. We have not covered Carter Scruggs as yet. Carter Scruggs is listed as an interior offensive lineman, which is probable, I think, given his level of athleticism. You know, you start to see a distinction here in this class that we haven't seen. Look, Clemson has done a lot of cross-training with offensive linemen in recent years, and quite honestly, a lot of similar body types that maybe made cross-training possible, but also might have spoken to a deficiency in the number and quality of offensive linemen, that you didn't necessarily have tackle body types playing tackle all the time. Now you're going to have that because, again, there are a bunch of 6'7", 6'6", 6'8", dudes in this class, and some of those guys are destined for tackle because that's what that size frame suggests. And I don't know that you're going to see as much cross-training or even the notion of that in the future under Matt Luke. You need to have some of that always, just to be clear. But you also, there are positional fits. And Clemson's, a lot of Clemson's cross-training has been out of necessity. What I'm saying now is that if they choose to do that, it'll be more out of a luxury, I think, in the future. Carter Scruggs, again, I think probably destined to interior offensive line. He plays a little upright. Again, he's a taller offensive lineman. You'll get some of that. He did play left tackle. The pad level concerns me a little bit. He's aggressive. I think Carter Scruggs is going to be a crockpot guy. He's not a guy you're going to see in this mix next year. You know, maybe the year after, maybe the year after that. I think it's going to be somewhere down the road with Carter Scruggs. The next guy on my list, and I don't know how they are on your list, Ramona, because you apparently have a list.
They're alphabetical order. Okay. So just go. I'm fine.
All right.
Fine.
The next guy on my list is Braden Riley, the linebacker. When Braden Riley committed, it was met with a lot of consternation and people basically saying, oh, here we go again. And I get some of that. But, you know, look, this kid played cornerback. He played safety. He's a long athlete. He has great length. He's blocked a number of kicks and punts. He's good. He's going to be a good special teams addition at the very least. He projects as an outside linebacker type. He is athletic. He's going to have to get bigger and stronger. He's going to be a crockpot player. This is not a player that you can expect to see immediately because you won't. So he's going to be a little bit of a project. He's going to have to fill out and get stronger. But in terms of his overall athletic ability and his length, I think he has promise. I think he's when you're 6'3 and 210 pounds, you're playing some cornerback and some safety, you're a pretty good athlete, and you can see that on film. You know, he can run around and make some plays. So as he gets stronger and fills out that frame, you know, and winds up, you know, 6'3, you know, 235 or something, I think he has a chance to impact in the future. I'm not ruling him out. But I think, again, I think it's a little bit of a crockpot situation. I wouldn't expect to see a lot from him early. But I think he has the athletic potential to impact. Leo Delaney is the next guy on my list. Delaney is an interior offensive lineman. In high school, he played, but he's like 6'6 and 290. And again, he carries that weight well. He does not look 290 pounds at all. He played defensive tackle and offensive tackle in high school. Played a little defensive end as well. I did not see enough from him in pass sets to fully evaluate him in that regard. But again, he's a guy who runs his feet at 6'6. He plays with pretty good pad level. He's aggressive. You know, what the common theme in this offensive line class is aggressiveness. Matt Luke is looking for that. And that ingredient is vital in offensive linemen. I do not want soft offensive linemen. I do not want offensive linemen who are not physically aggressive. And Matt Luke went out and found a bunch of guys who are physically aggressive. And even if some of them take a little longer to mature than others, and they will, I think Leo Delaney has some flexibility. I think he's a guy who could potentially play offensive tackle. I also think he could play inside. He's one of the guys in this group that I think you could see play in either spot, either inside or outside. Ultimately, you know, I would think his best projection is probably right tackle at this point in time, but he's a good athlete. Okay, he's a better athlete than Scruggs is at this point, and I would expect that he would be a guy who could contribute earlier in that regard. I wouldn't necessarily expect that next year, but I think that it would not surprise me if you see him contributing 2 years from now. All right, we'll take a quick break. You can get in if you'd like. We're talking about Clemson's football recruiting class. It's the analysis breakdown. Again, you can find part one of that when we started on Wednesday, and great detail and depth on the first six guys. Walt Tip Tulip Red Rage, quick break.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to New York City as they play the BYU Cougars in the 2025 Jimmy V Classic in Madison Square Garden. BYU is one of the most talented teams in the country, and the Tigers look to make a big statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6 p.m. with 6:30 being tipped. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. where every day is game day.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at EstesHeatingAir.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. By the way, again, I don't hate Matt Campbell. I think he's a good guy, and I think he's, you know, a relatively good football coach. And just in terms of, you know, the babysitter test, you know, Campbell would score highly on that. You know, for those who don't know, I've brought this up many times. You know, it's sort of like a litmus test on a coach's character. Would you trust him to babysit your kids? And with Campbell, I would. With Franklin, I probably wouldn't. So this is my view, right? This is my view. But in terms of coaching, which is what they're actually getting paid for, you know, you went way down the line. We'll find out whether Campbell can recruit to Penn State. I think that's going to be the real key. Texter 706 is a Miami fan, wrote, Grant Wise, Miami legacy, Miami wanted him badly, all capital letters. He's just more comfortable in a smaller town environment. Miami's lost, Clemson's gain. Exactly. I think he'll be starting next year. I think that you're going to see a ton of him next year for Clemson because I think he's just absolutely ready-made. All right, Ramona, let's get back to it on the Clemson recruiting class. The next guy on my list is Tavian Wilson, the tight end. I don't know what he's at now weight-wise. Originally, I saw him listed at 6'3", 205. I don't know what he's at now. Let's say he's 215 or whatever, or 220. He's a move piece. You know, I didn't see a great deal of him being used as an inline blocker, and that's not going to be what his – I'm not saying he can't do that. He plays aggressively offensively, so maybe he can. I'm just saying I didn't see much of it on
film. Excuse me just one moment. I spelled his name wrong. I just want you to know that his name is not spelled like I thought, just so you know.
Whose name?
Tavion.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. So in Winwald's money, you would have had that wrong?
I would have lost that.
Okay. All right. Well, in any case, Tavian is, he's got an 11.3 400 meter time, which, again, is not flying, but it's similar to what Moore and Wesco ran. Again, the Wesco thing's still a mystery to me. But he also competed in hurdles as well, so he's another track guy. You know, in high school, they moved him all around. He basically functioned as a wide receiver, and that's what he's going to be collegiately. He's going to be a move tight end, a detached tight end. You're going to be able to line him up all over the place. I like him. I think he's got vice grip hands from what I see on film. He's a hands catcher and a natural, and he's dangerous once he gets the ball in his hands. He also has enough athleticism to get vertical. I like this kid. I think he's going to be a plus for Clemson. It's a good get, Tavian Wilson. What else do I have here? And I have two sets of notes too. So let me see if I can coordinate them. Adam Guthrie is the next guy on my list. 6'7", 285. Plays a little upright at this point, as you might expect from a guy 6'7", you know, and he'll have to work on that. You know, I don't know if I would call him a natural knee bender or not, but he has long arms. He's physically aggressive. He's pretty athletic. He has enough athleticism to pull and get to the second level as well. I like what I see out of Adam Guthrie. This is a one position guy, meaning that you're talking either left tackle or right tackle. I'm assuming that at some point here, Jacobs is going to morph to left tackle, probably the start of next season. That's what I would expect to see from Clemson. I would expect to see Jacobs move to left tackle. I think he's got the ability to play that position. I also, quite frankly, think that's the money position. And I think that family's going to want him to play left tackle. I mean, I think what we saw of him at guard this year was nice. I don't think that's his stopping point. I think he'll be moving on from that. What is this? Toaster says, what if Kendall Briles is the new OC in South Carolina? Because that's what Football Scoop is reporting. I would think that's a really good move. Listen, Art Briles is, I know what he did, okay? I know all about it. As a football mind, Art Briles is one of the greatest offensive minds the game of college football has ever seen. And Kendall has inherited some of that. So I would say yes. Texter said, Matt Campbell won me 250 this year by going over 7.5 wins. One of the three overs I hit. How about that? How about that? I like Adam Guthrie. I think he has good potential. And I think he's going to be a really good player for Clemson down the road. The next guy on my list is Tate Reynolds, and this gets to the issue of quarterback and something I wrote on Twitter last night. I want to be clear that this is my opinion, but I think I've said it here yesterday. I wrote it on Twitter last night. The starting quarterback for Clemson in 2026 is not on the roster. Look, it's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. If you want to believe that Christopher Vezina or Chris Denson or even Tate Reynolds is going to be the starting quarterback here next year, you're free to believe that. And I'm free not to believe it. Because I just don't think you can go into next year with that level of inexperience at quarterback in a league that is going to have some talented quarterbacks. Because I think if you do, I think you wind up 7-5 again. I just think that's the reality of the situation. I think that of those three guys, that Reynolds may have the most talent. Reynolds is 6'2", 220. Physically, he looks the part. He's athletic. He's a better runner than people think. He can throw on the move. He's pretty accurate in the short and intermediate passing game. He has arm talent, so he can throw the ball vertically. There's nothing about him that I really dislike. There's nothing that stood out to me that was like glaring that said, "Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that." Okay, I didn't see any of that on film. Mostly, what I saw was positive. The dilemma is he's not Deshaun Watson and he's not Trevor Lawrence, and he's not gonna be. And those are the type of guys that, in my mind, come in and can start from day one. I like Tate Reynolds. I like his skill set. I like his profile. I like his traits. As I said, I didn't see anything I really didn't like. He could throw on the move. He's a fairly dynamic runner. He's going to bring that to you. He has got good arm strength. He's good at most levels of the field. There's nothing I really disliked, but I just don't think that he's ready to be a starting quarterback at this level now. I don't. Because again, even though I like those things, he's not Watson, he's not Lawrence. Now, we saw more freshman quarterback come into college football this year and perform well. I've got a group of four or five of those guys on my list, on my potential list for Clemson and potential transfer quarterbacks. And so we did see that. But I think that's asking a lot, and I think it's asking a lot here with this roster as it's presently constructed. There's one more thing. You not only have to get in the portal to add to your haul, you have to protect what you have. And if you want to protect Moore and Wesco, I don't see how you're going to do it with the existing options at quarterback. I don't know whether you're going to be able to protect them anyway. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that Moore and Wesco are going to be here next year. I have no way of knowing that. People ask me that today. I don't know. But I think this. I think your chances of retaining them and your chances of adding outside receiver help in the portal, And I think Clemson needs at least one more guy. And depending on what Moore and Wesco do, maybe more than one guy. I think your chances of getting those guys goes up dramatically if you can point to a college quarterback who you're adding to your roster who was significantly productive this year. If not, then we'll find out whether the two receivers stay and whether you can add more to your haul, because I'm not sure you can. I think this is part of the problem that people are not discussing. You have to sell. This is every year now, okay? It's with your players. It's with outside players. You have to sell who you are and what you are to these kids. It's almost like you have to re-recruit them. And Clemson's been good in this regard, hasn't had a great deal of problem, but Clemson hasn't come off a season like this either. And again, no one's going to know better than those two existing receivers about the existing talent at quarterback. And their production is tied directly to it. I mean, we saw in a game earlier that, you know, Moore was posting his highlights and Clemson fans on social media were interpreting that as he was posting his resume. I don't know whether that's so or not. I have no idea. But I do think you need a good answer at quarterback in terms of being able to sell to the existing receivers and to potential portal receivers. And I just don't think that answer's here right now. I'll see how it can be. I mean, what exactly are you going to sell? None of these guys have played. You're going to sell a Chris Denson, you know, 50-yard run against Furman? That's not going to do it. Okay? And we've not seen much from Christopher Mazzina. He looked pretty good in the SMU game. Didn't get a great deal of opportunity against Furman, but didn't look as good there. There was no film on him when they played the SMU game. And now there is. And then Tate Reynolds, I think, has a future. But I just don't think the future starts in 2026. And I think if it does, you're going to go through a lot of growing pains. So, listen, you know, somebody else asked me about this on Twitter, and I'll tell you how I see it, all right? The job of a head coach is to maintain the integrity of the quarterback room. That's part of the job, you know, and Ryan Day does this every year, you know, and I understand that perspective. My job is to analyze and tell you what I think, and maybe I'll be wrong. You know, I've been wrong before. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I don't think the starting quarterback for 2026 is presently on the roster. I've been saying that, and I have not seen anything in film study. And I went back and I watched Chris Denson's film. I watched Tate Reynolds' film. I know Christopher Mazzina is and what he's capable of. I feel like I do. So I've analyzed all three of these guys, and I don't see how you can go into next season with one of these three guys as the starting quarterback. That's my view. Again, my opinion. No one's told me this. It's just my view. I fully believe that there will be another quarterback added to this roster, and it will be a guy who is expected to compete and win the position. I fully believe that. And I think that will help you sell the receivers as well, because otherwise I think that's going to be in doubt. James and Liberty, I will get to you as soon as we come back. Waltip to the Road Rage Quick Bite.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard. which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our 3 children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We're back. Yeah, another South Carolina fan texted 704 asking me about Bryles as OC. Yeah, look, I would do that if I was South Carolina heartbeat. I think it'd be a massive upgrade. Again, I think, look, Kendall Bryles comes off the obvious Art Bryles tray. And no matter what people say about Art Bryles, and again, I know there's some villainous elements to it. I get it. But from an offensive standpoint, an offensive mind standpoint, Bryles is one of the brightest offensive minds I've ever seen, Art Bryles. I mean, Tennessee basically tries to replicate some of what he did. They just don't do it as well. But Art Bryles was really an innovator, and I don't think Kendall has fallen that far from the tree. So I mean, Browse put wide receivers on the sidelines, used every yard of the field, was a big believer in spreading people out and attacking via the run. He believed in the run game. People think all he did is throw. That's false. He was dedicated to run the football. Do you remember the year that Baylor played North Carolina in a bowl game, and Baylor had lost all of their quarterbacks? They actually played a wide receiver at quarterback in the game, and they set an all-time NCAA bowl game rushing mark. They rushed for like 700 yards against North Carolina in that game, and that's what Bryles' offense was capable of. I mean, you know, the shame of the whole Art Bryles thing, obviously, look, I'm not saying that he should have continued to coach. He shouldn't have. The things he did were alleged to have done were just awful, absolutely awful. The shame, though, is we lost the mind, and that's, from a football standpoint, that was sad, but he had to go. James in Liberty. James, how are you, James?
Hey there, Walt. Appreciate y'all getting me in.
Absolutely, James. Thank you.
Real quick, because I know you got a ton of other stuff to get to. So, obviously, the texter stole my thunder. I actually wanted to mention the whole Kendall Bryles narrative, too. I thought that, you know, he would be a massive get for our offense. I didn't know how you felt about that.
Yeah, I think it would be a massive upgrade, and I think it would make your offense way more innovative and modernized.
Maybe whenever you get a chance next week, I know you got a ton to get to, but if you could just do maybe more of an in-depth look on our whole recruiting class as a whole, I'd like to kind of get your thoughts and opinions on that.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Landon Duckworth kid?
I've not watched film on him as yet, but I will.
Okay, and I think the Julian Walker steal that we got, that we kept him from going to Michigan, I think he's going to be a good one.
Yeah, agreed. I'm not yet. I mean, I'm barely through with Clemson's class. I mean, there's still a Clemson player or two I haven't got through, so I'll get to South Carolina's class at some point.
What do you think about the whole Lenora Steller situation? You think he comes back, or you think that he's pretty much gone at this point?
I think he's gone, but again, you know, maybe if he has something to do with the offensive coordinator decision, maybe something changes in that regard. But my expectation has been that he would be leaving, and I don't know where he's going, but I think there will still be people out there who will pay him big amounts of money who understand that
I know.
He was
obviously, I love him, and I don't want him to go anywhere, but, you know, he's got, at the end of the day, he's got to do what's best for him. If it was up to me, you know, I'd want him to come back and have his unfinished business, but I think he's gone, so I hope not, but we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah. I appreciate it, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah, look, there's been some suggestion for a period of time that Miami could be a destination for Lenora Sellers. I don't know where it came from, but obviously Miami's going to be back in the quarterback market, so that's possible. Tessa asked me, does Art Bryles ever coach again? I thought I saw some small school the other day that was showing some interest in Art Bryles, but he's never going to coach at this level again. Now, he's been blackballed, and again, rightfully so. He doesn't deserve to coach this game again. But as I said, just as a fan of the game, I miss his brilliance. I mean, the two things are not mutually exclusive. I mean, you know, the things he's alleged to have done are awful and should keep him out of football. But I miss his mind. I miss his mind for the game, because I thought as an offensive mind, he was truly one of the brilliant offensive minds I've ever seen. Jason Walt, the Troy JMU line keeps going up. So it's a Troy. You think they have a shot or just too many points? I think Troy athletically is comparable to JMU. I guess what concerns me nowadays, I'm always concerned with, you know, the obvious. You know, I'm concerned that with lines that seem to be too high or that move too high, and some of the things that we know go on in the world of college athletics now. It's not specifically related to this game, but it's it's a concern now anytime I see it. It's like you can't help but wonder about the gaming element in some of these things. I mean, on the surface, it just seems like too many points. Look, JMU is dominated on their level, but on the surface, it just seems too many points for a Troy team. Quite honestly, when I watch Troy here, athletically, they competed with Clemson. That game wasn't an accident. They competed. And so I would think they could compete with JMU. We're to get to that. We will get to that in a little bit. What is this? Yeah, no, you're right, Texter. You're right, Texter 328. I basically agree with you. People are asking me about Mestemaker. Yeah, look, I think Mestemaker would be a guy that Clemson should have obvious interest in. But I think the dilemma is that other people will as well. And look, he's not flawless. None of these guys are flawless. I mean, one of Mestemaker's issues is he carries the ball too low and his release point is very low. And so he loses some of his height. And you get some deflections because the release point is just very, very low. And there have been a couple of games where that's proven problematic. On the other hand, he reminds me of David Klingler when Klingler was at Houston. He's playing a similar style offense. He's got a good enough arm to make all the throws, so a live arm. He sees and diagnoses really quickly. The ball comes out of his hand really quickly. So there's a lot to like about Mestemaker and what we've seen from him so far. And again, he's on my list with many others. What is this? Do you think he follows his coach, the Oklahoma State? He might. Yeah, I mean, I could see that happen. On the other hand, you know, he may have offers beyond that. You know, and I'm sure he will. I think he'll have some bigger offers than that offer. So we'll see. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. But that's how I view the quarterback position right now. And I know that other people view it differently, and I know what's been said. And again, I understand the reasons for that. And maybe that's ultimately going to be the truth. Maybe Clemson will go to war with what they have. But I think that'll prove problematic if so. I think even in this portal business, you need to sell to your own receivers. You need to sell to any other receivers that you have a talented returning quarterback that has proven something. And if you don't, then I think you'd have a hard time even maintaining receivers. Now, you know, I do think Clemson can compete in the NIL area. So maybe that's all it takes. Maybe people are more concerned with that today than even who the quarterback is. But it would still concern me. That would still concern me. I believe Clemson needs an answer. Somebody asked me about a rumor about Buster Faulkner to Clemson. I haven't heard that, but if that were to happen, I think that'd be a great move. I think Buster Faulkner is really innovative. I think he's a really bright mind. I think he puts a lot of pressure on opposing defenses in many different ways. And honestly, I would really applaud that. So we'll see. All right, the next guy on my list is Shavar Young, the cornerback, 5'11", 180. His 100-meter time, personal best, 11.58. That's not fast. That's not fast for a cornerback. But again, look, I don't have it written down here. I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember when that time was recorded. It matters what year it's recorded, okay? I don't know when that time was recorded because guys get better throughout their high school careers. They offer, as they get stronger, as they get more coaching, they make dramatic improvements in areas like 100-meter times. His 200-meter time was 22.97. That's a lot better. But on film, he still looks fast. He also competed in the long jump as well. So he is a track athlete competing in a number of sports. He is an outstanding return guy. He has great vision. He sees the cutback lanes. It's almost like he has 10 eyes around his head. He is a terrific return guy. He's a natural return guy in that regard. he's an interesting kid. You know, we heard a lot about Tom Allen's desire to find length. Shavar Young is not length. But he played all over the field on both sides of the ball. I will tell you this. As a DB in the film I watch, I see a lot of shoulder tackles. He's going to have to knock that crap out. You got to hit, wrap, and drive. You can't be tackling guys via shoulder in college, or you're not going to be on the field. And so he's got to improve in that element. He's got to become more of a form tackler. He can't rely on that. You can get away with that in high school, but you can't get away with that in college. The thing is, I know he's being recruited as a cornerback. I know everybody sees him as a cornerback. And that may be the case, but I understand why that's the case. But this reminds me, I think it was Savelle Newton. Wasn't it Savelle Newton where we heard that he was recruited as a cornerback for South Carolina? And I kept saying, I think he's destined to play offense. And people said, no, no, no. And then, of course, he was destined to play offense. And that proved to be right. And people were sort of astonished. I know everything about Shavar Young points to cornerback, and so does the need and everything else. Honestly, I think he's more of an offensive player than a defensive player at this point. You know, I think there's a mentality to both sides of the ball. And I know what everyone's saying, and maybe that will prove to be the case. And I know that, you know, that Shavar Young had a lot of interest from a lot of people. But I'm just going to tell you, for one, I would not be surprised if he at some point winds up on the other side of the ball. I just wouldn't. With the ball in his hands, he looks like an offensive football player. It's a lot like Newton. With the ball in his hands, he looks like an offensive player more than he looked like a defensive player. And again, I said this then, and people thought it was crazy, and it turned out to be true. So I'm going to hold out on Shavar Young, because I'm not 100% positive he winds up at cornerback. I know that's what he's going to start out as, but I'm not 100% positive, because when I watch him on both sides, I watched him at times in coverage where I thought he struggled some, and I don't like his tackling at this point. Just way too many shoulder tackles, and again, he can be coached out of that. But to me, he looks like a natural with the ball in his hands. He looks like a slot receiver to me. That's what he looks like. So we'll see how that plays out. I know what the thought is to start. I know the thought is cornerback, and I'm sure he will start out at cornerback and maybe stays there, and we'll see how that develops and how he plays. But I, for one, will not be shocked if at some point he winds up as a slot receiver. It depends how many body types you have on each side, depends on your needs, depends on all that. But when I watch his film, I think he looks like more of an offensive player than a defensive player. And I thought there were times that he struggled in coverage. And again, I thought the shoulder tackling was not something I was a fan of. So we'll see. Whereas on offense, I thought he was insanely dynamic with the ball in his hands. Insanely dynamic. Especially for a guy who is not a blazer. Just insanely dynamic. Sort of Antonio Williams. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the...